Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continuing for today. Lots of sunshine, just a slight chance for an afternoon storm developing with high temperatures approaching 100. Then for tonight, a chance for scattered showers and storms, lows to 70. Not as hot on Saturday with scattered showers and storms, will ease back to a high of 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas families across the state are set to receive roughly $7.5 million to help support grocery shopping for the upcoming 23-24 school year. As WIBW reports it, according to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, the Kansas Department of Children and Families, and the Kansas Department of Education, they have announced the continuation of their pandemic electronic benefit program for the school year. In a statement from Governor Laura Kelly, she said the PEBT benefit provides temporary funding to address hunger and put healthy food on the table for Kansas children. I'm thankful for the partnership with the Kansas Department of Education, which will ensure that we have the data to get these benefits into the hands of families across the state. According to the program, they had started it this week with the beginning of the school year, where children age 6 in a home that received the food assistance in the state will start receiving the child care PEBT benefit, with the amounts being dependent on how many months a child had received the food assistance benefits.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. After the opening and expansion of the new Manhattan Regional Airport, the airport has announced that they are delaying some of their new plans for the month of September. As the city of Manhattan announced last weekend that the American Airlines has postponed the resumption of the commercial air service through the Manhattan Regional Airport that's not set to start until September 25th. WIBW reports that the postponement of the air travel at the airport is blamed on the ongoing runway reconstruction project with the Clarkson Construction Company that will not be completed in time for the original projected start of service that was set for September 6th. In a statement from the Manhattan Regional Airport Director, Brandon Keyser, he said, quote, "We apologize for the inconvenience this will cause to our customers. I know many people were looking forward to the restart of service in that time for the K-State football season, but please be assured we are doing everything we can to ensure the project finishes in time for the Big 12 home games in October and November." They say American Airlines will not be booking flights during the period, even if construction were to wrap up early. But American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a hot summer across the Mid-America region, which led to many individuals heading out to water parks across the state of Nebraska. But now that we go into the fall season, the Hastings Aquacourt Water Park has officially closed as of August 13th, saying that they had a successful year, having more than 43,000 visitors over the course of the season. I say that number was relatively high compared to last year's 39,000 that they had seen in 2022. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that overall the year 2021 was one of the higher years in attendance after the response from the closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, as this year they wrapped up with 842 season passes compared to the 760 that they had seen in 2022 and 907 in 2021. They say it was also a season of repairs after their Lazy River opening up on June 6th, but having a leaky pipe adding more than 20,000 gallons of water per day before closing it, repairing it, and opening it back up by July 7th. Mid-America Network News.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare announces plans to open a new rural health clinic in Axtell. The new clinic location will be in partnership with the Axtell Community Fitness Center and housed in the fitness center's new building. The project and the partnership were spearheaded by citizens in the Axtell area. Brad Brockstrom is among local business leaders initiating the effort.
The agreement basically is signed a 10-year contract with CMH to really do whatever they want to do. Just by the talking with them, they're going to offer clinic, not sure exactly how many days, possibly PT. And really the details are really on them now as far as what they're going to offer the community here in Axtell.
Monetary and in-kind donations are being collected to fund completion of the project. Construction labor being donated by local businesses and community members. Work continues on the fitness center.
We presented it to them. James Kroger, the owner of Axtell Lumber, he put a lot of work into this deal. He had a relationship with one of the guys on the board, and he really kind of took care of all the little details.
The building will house a 24/7 fitness center, including exercise equipment and a walking track, a space for group fitness, and will be used by students as a weight room, in addition to CMH's new rural health clinic space. The committee's goal is to improve rural access to a healthy lifestyle year-round, offering a safe and convenient location to work toward personal health goals. The fitness center is on a purchased lot just south of the Axtell High School. Access to the equipment will be by paid membership. Public clinic hours will be staffed by CMH. A grassroots effort, the fitness center represents multiple partnerships that strengthen the Axtell community.
We're shooting for the facility to be ready to operate for the school around the 1st of October. And then we're planning is the 1st of November to have it open to the community. And then I believe CMH is thinking 1st of January.
Beatrice Main Street will feature walking tours of a downtown district, sharing history, current redevelopment, and future prospects. Friday evenings, August 25th and September 1st, meeting at 6 p.m. at the City Auditorium in Beatrice. Wear comfortable walking shoes. The tour runs about an hour and a half and concludes with a stop inside the Kensington, which was recently deeded to the city after the assisted living operation had closed. Requests for proposals as to renovation and future use of the building are being considered by the City of Beatrice. The walking tour, hosted by Beatrice Main Street Director Michael Southern, who this week announced he is leaving the post after 10 years to pursue a job with the Nebraska Historical Society. Nemaha County STEP Foundation will host a match day Friday. The third annual event will allow 29 local nonprofits an opportunity for matching funds up to $4,000 each, this year funded through a grant from the Patterson Foundation. Oneida Truck and Tractor Pull Friday evening begins at 7 at the ballpark, 9 classes from the NK Pullers, $15 adult admission, $10 for kids, 5 and under free. A vendor fair featuring home-based businesses is planned Saturday in Marysville, 9 to 2 at the Helvering Center, and is open to the public. The annual Pony Express Festival is Sunday. The 37th annual event will feature old-time demonstrations and horse-drawn wagon rides, lunch from 11 to 1, homemade pie and ice cream, all at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site northeast of Hanover. President of the Friends of the Hollenberg Station, Gary Mingy, will be our public affairs guest this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's a festival where we have demonstrators of the period. The demonstrators will start at 10 o'clock. Part of the demonstrators, we have flint knappers, blacksmiths, wooden bucket makers, Civil War group, pine needle basket maker, reed basket makers, rope makers, a mountain encampment, and they'll do tomahawk throwing, bow and arrow shooting. We'll have covered wagon rides, telegraph operators, plus some other stuff that will still come in.
Public invited to a program on understanding hospice and advanced directives Monday in Washington, offered by River Valley Extension District. The program Understanding Hospice and Advanced Directives begins at 6 p.m. Monday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 401 D Street in Washington. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, of South Hill, Virginia, passed away August 17. A graveside service is planned August 30th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra Hill Kramer, age 85, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service August 31st, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sandra Kramer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for today, chicken salad on wheat bread, vegetable soup, strawberries, and a cookie. On Monday's menu, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, green beans, and apple rings. KUNY News Time is 7:16.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The heat wave looks to continue at least for one more day here for today before some relief is finally headed on in for the upcoming weekend as a cold frontal boundary looks to approach from the north, also bringing a chance for some showers and storms as an upper-level trough of low pressure also looks to work in from the west. Otherwise, this afternoon, expecting high temperatures close to that 100-degree mark once again with an excessive heat warning continuing. For tonight, a chance for some scattered showers and storms with lows dropping back into the lower 70s. For Saturday, still contending with some scattered shower and storm activity, but high temperatures around 20 degrees cooler. We're back in the lower 80s for high temperatures on Saturday. And into the day on Sunday, still can't rule out some showers and storms, mainly through about midday, with mid-80s for highs, and then sunny, dry, and pleasant conditions expected into the start of the new work week. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 64, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:10. Sunrise in the morning at 6:49.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores in Beatrice have warehouses loaded to the hilt with over 300 appliances in stock. Washers and dryers starting at $4.99. Dishwashers starting at $3.99. French door stainless steel refrigerators with ice maker at $8.99. And top mount refrigerators at only $3.99. Bring your truck and take your items home today or schedule delivery. Ashley Home Store in Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The slump continues for the Rangers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Rangers are losing their grip on their AL West Division lead, suffering a seventh straight loss last night at the hands of the Twins. Ryan Jeffers putting Minnesota ahead late.
It's up to Jeffers as he swings and sends one high and deep to left field. Back it goes! Deep it goes! Gone!
TIBN on the call. That homer giving the Twins a 7-5 lead in the bottom of the eighth. That was the final. The Mariners and Astros now just a game back for the top division spot. In the AL East, Blue Jays, Orioles, bottom five, tied until Cedric Mullins.
Here comes the full count pitch, and this one's hammered deep right field, way back, and this one is gone. Into the second row, Cedric Mullins gives the Orioles a 4-2 lead.
The call on WBAL, O's win 5-3 to take 2 of 3 from Toronto. Shifting to the National League, the D-backs hosting the Reds. After falling behind 2-1 at the top of the eighth, Corbin Carroll would strike for the D-backs in the bottom of the frame.
And a fly ball to right. Hit it pretty well. Back of the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Carroll did it. A two-run shot. And he's given the Diamondbacks a lead 3-2.
The call on KMVP, Arizona wins its fifth straight 3-2. The Cubs in Pittsburgh last night all squared at 3 in the 10th for Ian Happ.
Happ hits a drive toward right center field. Coming in, the right fielder Joe cannot make the catch. It's in there for a base hit. Joe bobbles the ball. Here comes Dansby Swanson. He scores. Happ goes to second. Cubs lead 5-3.
Pat Hughes, WSCR, with the call. Cubs win 5-4. Elsewhere, the Athletics defeated the White Sox. Shortly after that game, A's owner John Fisher told ESPN that the team officially submitted its relocation application to MLB. No vote by owners has been scheduled. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, August the 25th. It's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, as Congress works on a new farm bill, Senate Republicans are considering a shift in base acres, saving taxpayers $190 million a year. And you're going to say, holy Toledo, that's coming out of the farmer's pocket. Well, to a certain extent, you're right. But let me explain. Senate Democrats, generally not supportive because of the overall reduction of $2 billion in payments to farmers and rural communities between 24 and 33 that's in the farm program. The shift in base acres would create winners and losers among farmers in various states. Here's an example. Producers in 34 states would lose a total of $3 billion in ARC and PLC payments over 10 years, while farmers in 16 states would gain $1.1 billion. Specifically, here you go, California, Arkansas, Louisiana would experience the greatest decline. States like Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota would gain in payments over the next decade. Specifically, Kansas farmers would see an increase of $286 million. North Dakota, $258 million. South Dakota, $133 million. That's over the next 10 years. So is it a good deal or is it a bad deal? Just because it's good for Kansas, I'm not sure we can stand for that. We got to have a program that's right for all farmers. Not saying that I like or dislike this deal, but in any event, that's something that they're talking about very seriously because it saves $190 million a year, and they're looking for all the ways in the world to save money back there. Anyway, that's the latest from Washington.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. at the FNB Bank Community Room in Washington. Up for auction is 480 acres of northern Washington County land being sold in four tracts. Tracts 1, 3, and 4 are predominantly native grass pasture with excellent water and good fences. Tract 2 is an 80-acre tract with 52 acres of cropland, 10 acres of hay meadow, and the remainder being excellent wildlife habitat. Tracts are located approximately 11 miles north of Washington, Kansas, between Washington County State Lake and the Nebraska border. All tracts are easily accessible from good county and township gravel roads. This area is known for its excellent native grass pasture and giant white-tailed deer habitat. All Midwest land and home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Thursday, August 24th. For information or to view these great properties, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Mark Ulick at 785-747-8568. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Sudden death syndrome in soybeans is detrimental to yields, and it is something that producers could unfortunately be seeing in their fields. Kansas State University plant pathology graduate student Madison Kessler shares information about what can cause the disease in soybeans. She also reviews symptoms that could be visible to producers in their fields.
So sudden death syndrome here in the United States is caused by a fungus called Fusarium virgiliformis. And then some symptoms that we do see are going to be that intraveinal leaf chlorosis and necrosis. So chlorosis, if you don't know, is just a loss of chlorophyll. So it's going to have a yellowing color. And then necrosis is just the dying of the leaf tissue. So it shows up as a brown discoloration. So you'll see that in the above leaf symptoms. But if you were to take the plant out, you can see some necrosis occurring in the root tissue as well. And again, that necrosis will just show up as like a dark discoloration. You'll also have some defoliation occurring. You'll have a loss of flowering. You'll have a reduced number of pods and seed size. And again, since those leaves are having those symptoms, that defoliation is occurring, which is going to impact our yield.
Kessler discusses how SDS can impact yields in the current year and what producers can do to manage it in the following years.
The earlier you see these symptoms, the more likely you'll have a higher impact on the yield. Unfortunately, if it's present, there's not much you can do. But if you know that you have SDS in your field next season, we recommend doing some seed treatments and choosing a more resistant cultivar for SDS.
As a grad student, part of her thesis is learning more about the various causes of sudden death syndrome. Kessler mentions how soybean producers are able to help her gather more information about the disease.
Yep. So I have my first chapter of my thesis that's focused on the seed treatment and then also the cultivar effect. And then my second chapter that's looking more at the diversity of Fusarium species potentially causing SDS here in Kansas. So we are looking at the Fusarium diversity because in the United States, it is Fusarium virgiliformis that's the primary causal agent. But actually in Michigan, Fusarium brasiliens has been confirmed to cause SDS. So we're trying to look at the diversity of Fusarium species to see if maybe there's another Fusarium species causing SDS. So we're trying to reach out to growers to see if they have SDS in their field so that we can come and collect plants. And from there, we'll be able to see what Fusarium species is on it causing SDS.
That was K-State plant pathology graduate student Madison Kessler with how soybean producers can assist her in learning more about the contributing factors of sudden death syndrome. People who think they can help with her project can find more information by going to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and search for sudden death syndrome. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Which do you prefer, apple juice or cider? Is there a difference? That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 25th, the 237th day of the year. Actor Sean Connery was born on this day, and Allied troops liberated Paris on this day in 1944. Apple season is rapidly approaching, a good time to revisit a question we hear every year. What's the difference between apple juice and apple cider? Technically, they're the same thing. merely juice from apples. However, cider is unfiltered without any added sugar and is often raw. In Europe, though, the term cider refers to an alcoholic drink made from fermented apple juice. We would call that hard cider. But one difference to pay attention to is cloudy versus clear. Researchers have found that cloudy apple juice contains more disease-fighting antioxidants than clarified juice. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action again tonight after a day off on Thursday, starting a new three-game series on the road against the Seattle Mariners. The Royals had a day in between their three-game series against the Athletics, where they went 1-3 in the series, winning the final game in a shutout 4-0 on Wednesday. It is the final road series for the Royals before coming back home on Monday, starting off the new week against the Pittsburgh Pirates as they head to Kauffman Stadium, followed by another home game series against the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Kansas City right now is sitting 41-88 for the overall season, sitting atop the AL Central at 23-40 for the record at home and 18-48 on the road. The Athletics are at the bottom of the AL West at 36-91 for their overall season with a 16-46 road record. At the same time as the season moves along, the Kansas City Royals have also released what the new baseball stadium may look like moving forward and are now still working on the exact location. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play. Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
College football may be starting up here right around the corner, but it's not too early to start looking at basketball as well, as the University of Kansas's men's basketball team says that they will be playing an exhibition game to help with fundraising for the Hawaii Community Foundation Maui Strong Fund. Hick News reports that the exhibition game from the Jayhawks will be played in Illinois, as they will be taking on the Fighting Illini at the State Farm Center on October 29th. According to the Jayhawk head coach Bill Self, he said, quote, "For decades, the Maui Invitational and the city of Lahana have been very important to the college basketball, and our thoughts and prayers go to that entire community as they recover from such a tragic event." So he goes on to say that the private scrimmage could become an exhibition game to raise money to benefit these so many that were affected by the catastrophic fires in Maui. It would have been the sixth time that the Jayhawks would have played at the Maui Invitational for the season. They say as of right now, no other information regarding the scrimmage or exhibition game have been released, as more information will be released on the dates and how to purchase tickets. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school sports getting underway this week. Marysville High girls tennis team at Walmego Thursday. Marysville High girls volleyball team will host the Gatorade scrimmage Friday evening beginning at 5:30 in the activity center. The volleyball team Saturday will host an invitational beginning at 9 a.m. High school football, Southern at Johnson Brock kicked off Thursday night. Preseason jamborees scheduled on Friday. Marysville versus Sabetha and Beloit. Valley Heights versus Republic County in Oskaloosa. Washington County and Axtell meet with Blue Valley. Hanover and Lynn at Clifton Clyde. Centralia at Nemohall Central. The Frankfort Jamboree has been canceled. High school kickoff Friday, Diller O'Dell at Osceola. We'll begin our Coach's Corner program next week. We'll visit with a couple of the area high school football coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, it's our Nebraska Spotlight with Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Next week, we kick off our Coach's Corner programs on KNDY.
KNDY.
Hey, y'all, this is Addison Johnson, and you're listening to my new single, Country Inn, on KNDY. Well, the Country Inn on Highway 10's where the devil goes to sleep. Nine-room cheap fare with Marlboro Air. Lights busted out to marquee. You got something to hide, we'll come inside. This is the place for you. Those red pale walls can recall more than they'd like to at the Country Inn. The Country Inn. In room number 5, she names her price while he lies about who he is. I picked her up by bar in a used rental car because he couldn't use his. When the cops kicked in, they saw nothing but skin tangled up in them sheets. They pulled back the cover and it was the governor caught up in that sting. At the Country Inn on Highway 10. The drinks come in the pool, no laws or rules where you keep your secrets hid. Sense. 7 days a week at the Country Inn.